Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Happy to be with you this day after the time change. So Nicole Murray took advantage of it. I feel like I didn't get to take advantage of the extra hour. Am I the only one that doesn't feel the benefit of this time change?
No, I'm with you. I stayed up and watched the World Series. I don't feel like I really gained an hour.
On that Saturday night. Well, it gave you extra inning.
And I had to work
manpower,
at 4 o'clock in the morning, too. So.
Oh. You came in at 4 o'clock the next morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That is an early morning. See, I was working Saturday night. They needed someone. And normally, they ask for volunteers. And then it gets to the point where they're no longer looking for volunteers. That's when I came in. So I worked that Saturday night. And only till midnight. But still, I had to wake up early for church and everything to next morning, so
but
that extra hour came in handy.
Well, I did have that moment, though. I don't know if this has happened to you, but my alarm clock didn't go off on my phone, and I looked at the clock. I've got one of those projection clocks on my wall,
digital,
which is nice. I love that thing, because all you have to do is peek one eye open, and you can see what time it is. But I sat up in bed. I was like, oh, my God, why didn't my alarm go off? It's 5:50 or 4:50, whatever it was. And then I realized a few seconds later that, oh, wait, it's actually an hour earlier. So it was a sigh of relief. But, you know, when the time changes, you have those moments sometimes where you're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah.
I forgot. I honestly forgot about the time change overnight. I was rudely awakened by it.
So if you are someone that maybe just don't change all the clocks in your house, maybe some of the more analog ones, now they're back on track. So
yeah,
that's always a nice moment where everything just seems to work out in your favor. Big hour. We have Tanya J. Powers is going to join us in a busy week ahead for the Supreme Court. It'd be interesting to talk to her about that. Scott on the spot. Maybe we'll talk some more World Series. Maybe we'll, who knows how we handle it, but you got the LA Dodgers hat on. I see that through our video feed this morning. You're a Dodgers fan, so that's exciting for you.
It was very fun to win a back-to-back World Series. I've been a Dodgers fan since 1977. My dad was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. Still is a Dodgers fan, but he started with the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's how long ago my Dodgers fandom started. And, you know, I'm not a bandwagon fan for sure.
Yeah. Let's do the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Safety is my top priority, and it is. We will delay, we will cancel any kind of flight across the national airspace to make sure people are safe, but
I've already had some close calls. I've heard some of the air traffic control audio, but that is Secretary Sean Duffy speaking about the FAA. And if you have a vacation that's planned and you're just wondering, is it going to get canceled? What a mess this is turning out to be. If you sell travel insurance right now, you're using this as an example of why your clients should be signing up for it.
The best way for SNAP benefits to get paid is for five Democrats to cross the aisle and reopen the government.
Yeah. Let's get this reopened. I feel like you have the Fettermans of the world and only a couple of Democrats that are crossing the aisle right now. I don't know if they're going to grab any other ones, but now that the SNAP benefits are in limbo until the procedural side of it gets fixed, I really think that there's going to be more of them saying, all right, let's just get this clean resolution going and we'll fund it the way the previous levels, that obviously Republicans don't like the previous levels, but we'll still do it. And we'll work out the rest, but at least some of the benefits that people are used to and some of these people not getting paid will start getting paid, because we got to get it going sometime. Why not now?
We knew this wasn't going to end unless Donald Trump was back in the country. He's now back in the country. He ought to go ahead and put America first and sit down with us, deal with the healthcare shortage, deal as well, and to show the just cruelty of this administration.
That's Senator Mark Warner. When he says, so I take this different than him. This was on CBS. When he says, we knew this wasn't going to end until Donald Trump got back in the country, I take that as he's talking to Democratic leadership, which is they weren't going to allow this to end until he was back in the country, meaning they were using this and taking advantage of this opportunity with him being out to make it look like, oh, he cares less about the American people. He cares more about working out a trade deal with China, or he cares more about hostages. That's the way I read into that. So I think Mark Warner may be showing some cards they didn't mean to show.
Well, I've been really consistent on this. Now, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, whatever's driving the shutdown, that's always wrong.
Yep, that is wrong. So we have Fetterman, the independent at this point. We're starting to find more independents becoming popular. It's interesting the way the independent party over the years have kind of played into presidential politics. You had Ross Perot, and that was kind of the big wake-up call, like, okay, maybe this could be viable. I mean, I guess you can go back to Teddy Roosevelt way back in the day, but for the most part, there's not a lot of independents that have broken through the left and right, their Democrat, Republican strongholds that people have. There's always been calls for a third party, but you're finding that a lot of Democrats that aren't aligning with their party are saying, you know what, I'm just going to try this independent stuff out. Like here in Detroit, the mayor of Detroit is Mike Duggan. He's running for governor as an independent. What you find, however, is that sometimes the strategy of being an independent, it's still not, I don't know if that'll ever break through, but I feel like there's an honest chance for some of that. I think the independent may be more or less in theory, and you're still going to be having that D next to your name. Like John Fetterman will never, I think, be able to run as an independent and win, but he'll have to be a Democrat who is an independent, like, for that to work out. I think tomorrow in New York City, we're going to see you have the Cuomos of the world, and then you have Mamdani, and that's going to be a huge battle, and it looks like he is going to win it, and you may have someone that's going to push socialistic views onto the city of New York, which people are already warning how much of a disaster that could be. Do you think New York City wants to be the experimental petri dish to see what happens next when you have someone that is probably about as far left as you can possibly get into a leadership position and into the city's largest, the largest city of the country? That's going to be quite the experiment, because it looks like that's about to happen. World Series, by the way, you got the LA Dodgers hat on, Scott. Do you think people that say the only reason you won the World Series is because you have this giant payroll and you just bought all the people?
That's garbage. That's nonsense. Garbage. Because the Yankees have a huge payroll and they haven't won a World Series in like 25 years. The Mets have a big payroll. They haven't. I don't remember the last time they won the World Series. The Dodgers are one of the best run organizations in sports, period. That's why they won the World Series. The payroll helps, sure. They've got Shohei Ohtani, who, he isn't making that much money because they backloaded the contract.
I know, he's keeping. Until the day he dies.
But they had players that stepped up. The ninth hitter hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth, or the top of the eighth, in that game seven. On Andy Pajes, the center fielder, made an amazing catch, even though he was hitting like a .106 in the World Series. My point is, it takes a team effort. You cannot win a World Series, especially back to back in baseball, when if you're just basing it on the payroll. It happens all the time in sports. Lots of teams with big payrolls do nothing.
Yeah, so, the sure things. Do you ever play fantasy baseball, anything like that?
I did back when it was called rotisserie baseball. Do you remember it was called rotisserie? That was the name of it. Yeah.
Do you ever play where you, as opposed to drafting players, it was a league where you had basically a payroll. You can only have as much, certain amount of money, and you bid on each player. Whoever would pay the most for that player would get it on their team. Do you ever play one of those leagues?
No, I did not.
Okay. You're familiar that they exist?
Huh?
Those are auction leagues.
Yeah.
Auction leagues.
Okay.
So here's what I found is basically baseball today. If you have a sure thing, it's like an auction league. You're going to pay the absolute most for the sure thing. And that's the people that are going to get these high salaries. And then every other team's going to be out of it because they're not going to be able to afford it. So the Ohtanis of the world, like, for example, Skubal, who's a pitcher here for the Detroit Tigers, perhaps maybe the second best pitcher behind Skeens. But someone argue he may be the best pitcher. But
Yamamoto right now is the best pitcher.
Yamamoto. Okay, Dodger guy. But how much did they pay him to play over there?
$325 million. That was his contract. The most money ever paid to a pitcher in Major League Baseball history. He earned it, I mean, on the mound over the World Series. But yeah, they would. But the Blue Jays had a rookie who was pitching single-A baseball earlier this year. He just got called up in September, and he got two World Series wins. 22-year-old pitcher.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Savage. It was amazing. It was a great series.
You got the championship gear on the way. Have you ordered it off the TV yet?
I'm working on it.
Tony Woodleaf is going to join us after the break. State Policy Network Senior Executive Vice President and Senior Fellow for SPN Center for Practical Federalism. Looking forward to having a conversation with Tony coming up. Tanya J. Powers also joining us this hour on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Happy to be with you here, filling in for Mark Cox. You know, Ethan, my son yesterday asked me if I'm famous.
Of course you are.
Well, no, I said, as far as you're concerned, I mean, I'm probably the most famous person you know. So in that sense, I guess.
I would say you're famous, Ryan. You host Coast to Coast.
I do. I people know me through Coast to Coast. I get all kinds of messages that way. Joining us now is someone that looks at states and money, and joining us, the State Policy Network's Senior Executive Vice President and Senior Fellow for the SPN Center for Practical Federalism, Tony Woodleaf. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
I know, famous, all things considered. Weren't you just interviewed by the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, sir, I was. Kim Strassel.
That's
lovely
big.
Lovely interview.
That's fame right there. Wall Street Journal calls you for an interview. That's pretty important.
Well, I don't know. It could have been a slow day.
It could have been the other way to look at it, I guess. Well, one of the things that you're looking at during the government shutdown is each state's reliance on federal dollars. It's kind of interesting because at the website you have right now, what percentage of federal dollars each state is needed. And Missouri gets a lot of federal dollars. They're pretty heavily reliant on the federal government, which makes things a little bit complicated when the government shut down and the funds aren't going out and the checks aren't being signed.
That's right. The average state gets about 37% of its revenue from the federal government, which is double what it was in 1990. And Missouri is above that. Missouri gets 46% of its revenue from the federal government, which is actually a higher percentage than it was getting during the height of the COVID shutdowns.
So what accounts for that? Because, you know, there's some states that give more money into the federal government than they receive back from it. At 46%, that seems like maybe Missouri may be getting more than they're giving.
Well, it's
a lot of it is formula driven. So there are going to be things like Medicaid is a big driver, and that's, you know, what percentage of your state is dependent on aid for food assistance. And that's, you know, that's like 47 million Americans, for better or worse. So that's a key driver. And of course, Medicare, other kind of formula driven things. And the challenge is that for a lot of this stuff, you know, the money goes to Washington. It doesn't all come back out to the states. And it's, mm-hmm. And often it comes back with all sorts of strings attached that make it less efficient, like feeding Americans by sending money to Washington and then having Washington put all these restrictions on how you use the money and then sending it back to the states is probably the worst way to feed Americans. But that's how we do it.
Sounds like money laundering. Well, that's some of the argument they made about the Department of Education. They said you're sending all this money, and what's the point of the Department of Education if you don't have the way to govern yourself when it comes to education? Like, wouldn't it just be more pragmatic to save the money and do it yourself?
The local schools, about 86% of their funding comes from state and local sources. So only 14% comes from Washington. But the killer, Ryan, is that as soon as you take a dime of that federal money, that's when they start telling you how to run your schools, whether it's here's what your curriculum's got to be or here's how you're going to test kids or, you know, under Joe Biden, it was stuff like transgender bathrooms. And if boys want to say they're girls, they get to, you know, play in a different league. Right. So when you take the money, you have to do what Washington says. And I think that's the real danger for every state and every community.
I mean, that's part of the reason why you look at churches, for example, being able to self-govern, because they don't take money from the government, because you don't want the government being able to dictate your faith in the things that you believe in, that you hold truly strong convictions. I think each state kind of has their own certain values, and particularly each district, they have their own certain values. They don't want to put up with some things that like a very liberal San Francisco would put up with. So they don't want to have to be governed in the same sort of way. And that's what some of the concerns that you run into. You have to play ball with the federal government that on a whim, depending on who's running the administration, may force things that are not right for your community.
That's right. And on top of that, it's a real driver for the federal debt, because, you know, right now there's an academic out at Hoover, you know, Stanford University. He ran all the numbers. And what he found was that if Congress had kept our federal government to its enumerated powers, the things in the Constitution that it's allowed to do, and added on top of that Medicare, which care for the elderly, and then Social Security. So let's say we add those big programs too. If you just limited the federal government to those things, our debt would be zero. And so the driver of this debt that's crushing the country is all this other stuff that the federal government does that used to be the responsibility of states.
Yep. We only have about a minute. How would you fix this system? What would you do?
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to get our congressmen have got to start restraining federal spending. The other thing is our state lawmakers need to start paying attention to that money coming into their states, because most states, including Missouri, there's no visibility by the legislature on what grants their state agencies accept. And so they don't see the handcuffs that are being put on their state.
Yep. State Policy Network Senior Executive Vice President and Senior Fellow for SPN's Center for Practical Federalism, Tony Woodleaf, or Life? I apologize if I pronounce your last name wrong.
You did it. Woodleaf. It's great.
Woodleaf. You got it. You guys do great work there. And congratulations on the Wall Street Journal. What a cool thing that they give you a call. Do you think they'll call you back?
I don't know. I'm keeping my phone on just in case.
You never know. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate the time on the Mark Cox Morning Show here in St. Louis. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, joining us after the break, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Happy Monday morning to you, joining us now from Fox News Radio. Tanya J. Powers, good morning.
Morning.
If I were a Supreme Court member, I would be thinking to myself, man, they're calling a lot of emergency cases lately. This is, I didn't sign up for this. No, of course, all joking aside, it's going to be a busy week for the Supreme Court and tariffs, the big topic of discussion, the authority that a president may or may not have. So what are you watching with the Supreme Court this week?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, that is the one that everybody is really paying attention to. I mean, worldwide, you know, normally the Supreme Court is watched by, you know, legal wonks and people who are, you know, like definitely, you know, more in D.C. This is one of those cases that is being has gotten international attention because of the fact that, you know, the president's tariffs affect people around the globe. This is the biggest one. It's supposed to happen on Wednesday. There are some arguments today and some tomorrow, but like I said, this one is the one that has gotten the most attention. This is, you know, the tariffs are the underpinning of the president's economic agenda. It seems to be kind of the cornerstone of his foreign policy. He has used them to, you know, kind of put pressure on other countries or to punish them, you know, on different matters not related and not related to trade. So this is a pretty big deal, whatever their ruling is going to be. There's already been a couple of lower courts and most of the judges on the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit that found that the president did not have power under this 1977 law he has cited to set tariffs. The Constitution grants the power to set tariffs to Congress. Not to the president. So the president has used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act that came about in 1977 to, you know, set these tariffs. So that is one of the reasons that this is getting so much attention. This actually started from a couple of lawsuits. One of them, they were both from small businesses. One of those was two small businesses that make educational toys. They're family-owned, small, and they sued in the district court of the D.C. court. And so they said that a lot of their manufacturing happens in Asia, which is something that we heard a lot about back in February when he announced the tariffs, and everybody kind of went, wait a minute, a lot of stuff comes from China. If we put a huge tariff on China, we're not going to be able to build whatever it is that they build here that they get the components from somewhere else. And so these companies said they would have to raise their prices by at least 70% to offset the tariffs. There was another case that challenged the tariffs in the Court of International Trade, again, from several small businesses. One was a wine importer. One sells women's cycling apparel. And they said that, you know, these are an existential threat to their companies. So that is kind of where the, you know, the tariff case has come from, is these different, you know, courts, the ones that were filed in the lower courts that have now made it to the Supreme Court that are challenging the tariffs that he has set.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of tests to presidential powers in the last couple of years. So with the Supreme Court reviewing these things and expediting it, the thing that I'm always curious about is how long is it going to take to get results? Because sometimes when you have a case in front of the Supreme Court, they hear it months and months later, something yeah. comes out. From my understanding, the way the Supreme Court works in instances like this, they might have a preliminary or give you an idea of the way they would rule before the actual ruling comes out. So that way, you know how to act correctly. When it comes to tariffs and we're talking about major economic impacts, do you feel like they're going to even get a decision out quickly?
That is the $64,000 question that a lot of people have, and nobody really knows the answer to. It could be that they rule on this when they release the rest of their rulings next June. Some people say, you know, it could be January. They'll rule when they rule, and we don't really have an idea of – they haven't said, okay, well, we're going to have an answer for you by the close of business on Friday. You know, that would be awesome, but they, to my knowledge, have not given any kind of, you know – guess yet. We should be able to hear the oral arguments. A lot of times they will stream those now, and you know, you can hear them, you can't watch them, but you can at least hear them. And a lot of times that'll give kind of an idea, you know, sort of read the tea leaves kind of thing of, okay, well, what questions are the justices asking? Which way does it seem like they're leaning? We get a lot of speculation when that happens. And again, this one's on Wednesday. So, you know, by Wednesday night, I'm sure there will be no shortage of people saying, okay, well, this is what I think they're going to do.
Yeah, the legal experts weighing in. And when it comes to the streaming side of it, I know during COVID, people had certain interest in things like this. And I didn't even know you can listen into these arguments. I thought it was something that you just got a review of after the fact. I wasn't really made aware of this until the news story about the toilet flush came out when people were monitoring in for that. That became big news. Is the Supreme Court even meeting in person? Are they actually in the same room together? Or are they actually remote? Do you know?
No, I think they're in the same room.
Okay.
Yeah, the streaming, the oral arguments, the streaming stuff. I know they started recording them decades ago, mm-hmm. And they are usually in the archives of the court where you can actually go back and listen to some of them. But yeah, now you can actually, you know, you can also see the transcripts of the arguments if you're just, you know, really into Supreme Court information. Their website has got a ton of stuff on it. If you've ever, you know, kind of wondered about this and sort of gone digging through it, you can find out a whole lot of things about, you know, past cases and things like that. But yeah, you should be able to stream these oral arguments, which is, you know, something that we've just really started, you know, listening to in recent years. They haven't always streamed them live, you know, and or offered them for us to hear them in real time.
Yeah, one of the things I love about the internet, different communities get together and they talk about things they like. There's quilting communities, there's Pokemon communities, there's woodworking communities, anything that you enjoy. There's communities of people that just listen to Supreme Court arguments, and that's what they do for fun. So Tanya J. Powers, do you do that for fun?
I'm not necessarily a big Supreme Court argument listener. I'm usually tasked with about four other stories at the same time that's going on. So I don't have the opportunity to listen to them first. It is a lot of stuff I have to keep an eye on, so I can't really devote that much time.
Oh, sure.
But some of these would surely. Now I can tell you, during COVID, I used to listen to the FDA panel meetings, and I can, when they were discussing, yeah, because those were streamed live, and anybody could listen to those when they would discuss the, you know, different vaccines and the different, you know, all that stuff was. Anybody could hear it. And it used to be up on the website. I don't know if they've gotten rid of that now or not. But those were quite interesting and a great cure for anybody with insomnia. But if you were a science nerd or anything like that, man, this was just down your alley. It was great.
Old-timey radio, you know, you have the audio up and it's like you're sitting there staring at the radio like they used to before television, listening to hearings and things. Mm-hmm. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time. Yeah, the Supreme Court's an interesting case. And I found that because of like legal analyst Brad Young, who I absolutely love and adore, I found that when he breaks down legal cases and the way he explains things, it helps me better understand when I'm listening to Supreme Court audio. And sometimes people will just post on YouTube or Twitter or something like that, 5-minute chunks of it. And you listen to the line of questioning. So the lawyers, the thing that I'm always super impressed by is not necessarily the questions the Supreme Court justices will ask, but it's the lawyers that are at the top of their game doing something they only dreamed of, which is presenting a case in front of the United States Supreme Court. And when they're asked a question, their ability to spin it in the way of their client, whoever they're representing, and the maybe spin's not the right word, the way they're able to defend their client's intentions. And it's so interesting because they got to be so personable. They understand there's a reverence to the courts. They understand that there's a deep respect that you have to it. It's different than when you watch like the television shows and the television shows that have like the standoff moments with the judge and all the defense and the prosecuting attorneys kind of have these snarky comments and, oh, stricken that from the record, the make sure the jury doesn't hear that. You know, those type of moments when it comes to the Supreme Court, it's so civil. And they're so friendly in the way that they present their argument, and it's laid out with such execution to the letter of the law. It is so awesome to listen to Supreme Court arguments in that sense. It's almost like soothing when you listen to it. It's like you're listening to the most awesome debate you can possibly listen to. Now, Scott, I don't know if you ever do that yourself, if you've ever listened to some of these different Supreme Court arguments, but I love it. I mean, it's not something I think I can listen to for an entire day, but in 10-minute chunks, it's so worth your time.
Yeah, I have. I've listened to certain cases that interest me, and you're right. It is riveting to hear them talk about. I love the legal process in the first place. Maybe should have been a lawyer, but no, yeah. I agree with you on that.
I'm just a simple small town lawyer. You got to bring in the suspenders. Those are the type of, what's his name? The Matlock. Who is the...
That was Mayberry. That was...
That was his first show, but right. On Matlock, I forgot what the actor's name is, like Andy Griffith, but what's his name? So that's the type of lawyer I want. I just want a simple, small town. I don't know about you busy city folks, but the way we do it out in the country, and he's like fiddling with his suspenders, that's the type of lawyer I like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, that reminds me of, from My Cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lawyer there. Not Joe Pesci. He was great too, but the other guy, the yes. Prosecutor.
Yes,
he was great.
So good.
He also played a similar role in Gideon's Trumpet. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Oh, if you're a big Supreme Court guy, you've got to watch Gideon's Trumpet. It starred Henry Ford.
Okay.
From the 60s. It's a great movie. It's based on a true story. It's about legal representation. It was the case that allowed or mandated that you have to give somebody legal representation if they're accused of a crime.
Oh, sure. Okay.
It's
interesting.
Great. Gideon's
that sounds
Trumpet.
Great.
Yeah.
We're going to have Scott on the Spot coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Traffic from the 97.1 FM Talk Traffic Center.
On the roads this morning, it hasn't been too bad, but we've seen volume in the usual areas. So if you are a northbound 55 driver, expect the usual delay right there at Bayless. Some slow pockets along northbound 270, and that starts near 21, continues all the way through 64, where we have an accident on the shoulder. Southbound 270, some moderate volume at Ladue Road. Now 70 eastbound, just moderate volume headed for K. A little bit at the Blanchett Bridge, but now we've got an accident reported. And here's a surprise, it's near Jennings Station Road. So there's a jam behind that. Now, eastbound 64, moderate volume in pockets as you approach Winghaven all the way through Big Bend. And we've got volume westbound headed for and crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
Well, I'm really on the spot right now because I'm talking about something I just brought up 2 minutes ago. Gideon's Trumpet. It was a 1964 book by Anthony Lewis describing a 1963 landmark case, Gideon versus Wainwright. Supreme Court ruled that criminal defendants have the right to an attorney even if they cannot afford one. The movie, based on the book, is brilliant, and I'm somehow said Henry Ford instead of Henry Fonda.
Fonda,
what
yeah.
I meant. Not Henry Ford. He was not involved at all. But Lane Smith was the actor who I referred to as playing this attorney. He's so brilliant in it. And he plays kind of a similar role in My Cousin Vinny, if you'll recall, as the prosecutor. Unfortunately, Lane Smith passed away in 2005. I didn't know it was that long ago, from ALS. And he was a really great actor. I enjoyed his roles over and over again. Anyway, I just brought this up because we were talking about it a couple minutes ago, and then I realized I said Henry Ford, so I wanted to go fix it.
Get it, and I understand.
But I highly recommend that if you're a Supreme Court junkie. This John Houseman is in this movie, Gideon's Trumpet. Do you remember John Houseman?
I would have to look. The name sounds familiar. I'd have to double check, though.
He also played a law professor in The Paper Chase, which was a 1970s TV show. And John Houseman had this big affectation when he spoke. Brilliant. Also, the cast in that movie is amazing. And anyway, there's a lot of Supreme Court action in the movie. Like, they go to the Supreme Court, and the justices, they have these long segments in the movie where the justices are arguing with each other about whether criminal defendants deserve to have representation if they can't afford one. And Gideon was he got busted for something really stupid that he didn't even do, like steal some coins from a bar.
Okay.
He didn't even do it. But he did not have an attorney. He represented himself. He lost and went to prison. But while he was in prison, he studied. He read books. And he was able to find somebody to represent him, or on his behalf, pro bono or whatever. And he actually ended up taking that case, ended up going from the local courts in Florida all the way to the Supreme Court. And you know how hard it is to get a case before the Supreme Court.
Oh, impossible. Yeah.
Right. But this was a, obviously, looking at it 60 years later, a landmark case where if you are a criminal defendant, you have a right to an attorney. And that did not exist before 1963.
So let's say you're in that situation and you had to hire one lawyer. Would you hire Matlock or Better Call Saul to represent you?
Oh, Better
you
Call
that?
Saul, for sure.
He'll get you up.
Bob
what
Odenkirk,
about,
yeah.
What about Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer? Would you hire him?
No.
He's great. He would get you off the hook.
Yeah, I mean, good attorney. That's priceless. Right?
I'm trying to think of some other famous attorneys. What's the one on Boston Legal? Denny Crane. How about Denny Crane?
Yeah, I didn't see that show.
Denny Crane would be so good. Or James Spader was on it, too. That was very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love James Spader.
Yeah, he was fantastic in that show. Matlock is pretty good, too. I mean, he would get to the bottom of it and solve a murder while he was doing it. All the police couldn't, but Matlock would get it in the course of uncovering the truth for his client.
So many legal shows on TV over the decades, you know.
Yeah, Suits.
L.A. Law.
You know what? I'm warning anyone right now. If you're on Facebook or you're on YouTube and you see a short for like a quick Suits episode, do not click it. Mm. That's the only thing they'll show you for the next 5 years. Shorts for Suits.
Really?
Non-stop. Oh, did I make a mistake? They curate that right to the top of the list.
That's a whole
now.
Other topic.
Can't stop.
Click-throughs. Lately, I'm so exhausted by the internet with the ads and the click-throughs and the baiting. I'm done. I just want to go into a cave.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that next hour, ways to go into the cave. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, and we got a big hour still planned for you, including Tom Ackerman. We'll talk some sports. Is it going to be mostly World Series with Scott in studio and Tom Ackerman? I guess there could be a big part
of it. There's some NFL yesterday. Big day in the NFL. Lots of crazy games yesterday.
Blues, they need that win.
Yeah, maybe the Blues can't.
See how Tom's feeling. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.